Good morning.
Good morning. May I speak with Esther?
This is Esther.
Good morning, Esther. This is Valeria calling you from Family First. How are you today?
I'm okay, Valeria. What can I do for you?
I'm glad to hear you, Miss. I'm calling regarding the message that you sent a couple minutes ago regarding the caregiver, Maria Maldonado. Unfortunately, Sarah was unable to find a caregiver for today. She was working, we worked yesterday until 7, 8 p.m. looking for a caregiver for you today, but we wasn't able to find a caregiver. However, she was able to find someone who will work from Monday to Friday, starting this coming Monday.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm the one in charge, like about payroll and the use of the app to clock in and out. However, I'm the contact person also for the patient, Larry Lambert. So I see that you already have my phone number because you texted me right this morning early.
I did.
Okay.
Here's my challenge, Valeria. That's your name.
That's my name, yes.
Yeah. So typically, I have to know whether or not I'm able to go to work at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys calling me back at 9:30 and 10 o'clock in the morning is not really helpful because I have to call out to work if I don't have a caregiver or I don't know that I have a caregiver. And you guys said you were looking all day yesterday. You would think somebody should have called me last night and said, we don't have a caregiver. You guys, this way of communicating, I find it very challenging. I cannot plan my life. My husband is disabled, and I have to plan everything around caregiving for him. If I don't have caregiving, I have to rearrange and adjust. But also, I have a job. I cannot just randomly not show up at work. You understand? So you calling me back at 10 o'clock or 9:30 is a challenge for me. Because I have to be at work at 8 o'clock in the morning. You understand? And this is yesterday. Nobody called me back. I had to call constantly about whether or not you had a caregiver, whether you heard from Maria, is she coming back? I don't know. But nobody, this constant, me having to constantly reach out to you guys is a challenge for me. Because I can't be at my job if you're not doing your job. And I don't mean to be, you know, aggressive here, but I got a job to do, too. And this, me having to chase you guys down and call you to find out what's happening, that's offensive to me. So I can't be at my job. I got to call my job and say I can't come. I had to do that at 8 o'clock this morning. And you're just calling me back at 9:30.
God.
And I left messages at 8 o'clock, not at 9 o'clock, or not a few minutes ago. So, and I just want to make sure it's noted because this is hard. You're a new company for us. I get it. You know, there's some glitches and things that have to be worked out. But it's unacceptable to me that I have to hunt you down to figure out whether or not there's going to be a caregiver here. If you know your caregiver is out, then I expect that you call and tell me that, not wait for me to call you several times before you guys even respond.
Okay.
So whoever the caregiver is going to be starting on Monday, I'd like to meet them this weekend.
This weekend? Okay. I will leave the note so we can maybe set up a meet and greet for as soon as possible, okay, before Monday. Is that okay for you? Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, Miss, and I'm really sorry that happened that you today. I'm just to let you know that please know that we are open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Okay. So if an employee has a problem at 8 o'clock in the morning, what do they do?
Yeah, we'll, but I can send you, like, let me see, a phone number, the main number of the office that is, like, open from, I think, at from 7 a.m. and also on weekends because we work from Monday to Friday. Okay?
Okay.
I will send you that phone number, and I will reach out Sarah right now to set up a meet and greet for the caregiver that she already has, okay?
Okay, and I expect you guys are going to call me back. I should not have to keep calling you.
Okay, you're right. You're right. Can we call you at any time from 9 to 5?
Yes.
Definitely. We will
call
do.
Call me after that if it's an issue.
Correct. Okay, Miss Lambert, we will do. Is anything else I can do for you?
Nope.
Okay, Miss, I appreciated your patience, so we will get in touch with you later, okay? Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.